Yeah, but you know, most people don't want to get involved with that, and that's why you'll see a lot of stuff at that cycle that's cheap out there. You know, you can go to Fair Radio in Ohio and pick up a lot of aircraft stuff, you know, that was on military aircraft. But, you know, a lot of the times you can find the boxes there, or sometimes the dynamometers, depends on how far you want to go back. All right, good talking here real quick. We're going to power down soon. We just wanted to make that comment in there. And, guys, do have a very good morning. This is KC2ZUM.
7-3, thanks for the input. See what? Yeah, dynamotor. You really go into the antique phase. But, I mean, if you can get it for 50, 100 bucks, fine. You know, it's probably worth that scrap. But to pay almost $400 for it, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's what I think about. Also, I wonder if the power supply operates the other unit, because the other part of the unit is not paid by Hewlett Packard, it also needs the power. Although, there is almost nothing in it. In the second one, we have just the, what is it? A passive circuitry.
I'm not sure. That could be active. Good question. I think it has active parts in it. I don't think that's passive. All right, now let's see. What else do you need there? HP, you're saying that maybe they're running this 400 hertz for the non-labeled one, and the other one running at 60 hertz? I don't think so.
John, look at the third picture from the bottom. And look at the top of that. Don't concentrate on the rear phase connectors. Just look at the top. You see part of the red box, and you see the, on the right hand side, you see the rear of the Hewlett Packard. So it looks like Hewlett Packard wasn't converted. Hewlett Packard is the way that it was. Unless I think I'm wrong.
No HP made equipment that works 100 hertz have equipment that works from 50 cycles to 40.
Right.
That could be a standard unit.
Right, but do you see distinctive evidence of two devices, one next to the other?
Well, I'm seeing exactly what you're seeing. Both of them in the same picture.
Yeah, I see a very, very much a shape of the Hewlett Packard, and on the left hand side the red box. The only what I do not know if the red box is passive or active, whether the frequency matter for the left hand side. And also, talking about the numbers, looking by the numbers, looks like it worked for the military aircraft.
Oh, it's definitely used for aircraft, because aircraft is used in all of the reasons, is because it's lighter.
Okay. Well, you're $100. $100 for the part.
Yeah, $100 is reasonable. And claim this thing works?
Yes.
Guy can't take a photograph. I wonder how he judges whether this thing will be.
But first, in the description that he put in here, there is no word that is not working. And it says on the left-hand side, used item has been previously used by it. It made some sign of cosmetic wear, but it's fully... but it's fully operational and functions as intended.
Well, you see that little tag there that says my store?
Yes. No. See other items. I don't see my store.
I'm sorry, yeah. See other items. This guy is very expensive. Click on that and look at the other things he has to say.
Oh, boy.
he's not too his prices. So maybe you could get it for $100. Because I don't think anybody's going to buy that piece of junk.
Yeah. The pricing is simply outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, common stuff here, you see, you know, $20, $100 for it. It's $19 for a light bulb. You guys lost it out here. Don't think it hurts to ask him, though. Shoot, I don't take anything else. Now, let me see. What was he got? A Meisner RF. He wants $795. That's even a price.
He wants $1,900 for Agilent E9300H power sensor.
Yeah, he's bent out of shape. I don't see anything here. Only Agilent. Buy it now, $24,000.
Yeah, Agilent component analyzer I've seen for $5,000, $4,000, $9,000.
Yep, you're right, because I've seen it for $7,000 working paper. And Lois, his starting price is $15,000.
I forget it. I don't know what he makes his money from, but probably, you know what, he maybe thinks I sell one device, and let's say the rest of it is fake. I just sold one device, but I've got so much money that I can live.
Well, I mean, he's got, what, 27? So he's got a good rating. He's tough, so we're crazy. But he does have the thing here to make offers. Put $100 on Tuesday.
Oh, boy, John, you have to learn a lot. Still, you have to learn about the big eBay. Here's how it works. One guy put items on the eBay, and he makes the artificial biddings. Now, that item is purchased by him, but that guy who is using the nickname that belongs to him, which is him, put a very good comment on the first guy, which is exactly the same guy. Excellent business, whatever, whatever, whatever. Now, in reality, he sold nothing in this month, but he has a, let's say, 300 devices sold, let's say, in this month. All of these 300 devices gives him a good rating and to exceed.
No, I understand that, but I look at it this way. I don't care who he is or was. I was willing to pay $1 for the item. Just buy it. That's all.
And I would do the same. He's got a beautiful amplifier, a 100 kilohertz to 1,000 megahertz. It's beautiful. The problem is that the amplifier is only 1 watt, but looks huge, and it costs $950. But it's made by a reputated company, AR, oh boy, cannot recall what is the name.
You're not thinking of acoustic research, are you?
Correct.
I don't think it's the same company.
Well, the big A and R, they make a very highly priced amplifiers and the stuff. The characteristic part of their enclosure is a horizontal red strip line.
Talking about their logo?
Not only the logo, right, but yeah, that would be the logo. Big red AR and that horizontal line on every one of them.
All right, if that's on AR stuff, then nobody else could use that logo. So maybe it is acoustic research. Interesting. But he wants $900-something. I wouldn't buy it.
Not for 1 watt.
Yeah, a lot of mysterious things here. Well, I'd throw the guy an offer. Maybe he'll luck out, and maybe the HP system is capable of going from 50 to 400. That'll be perfect. Then you could play with the attenuator. Now, I don't understand if the attenuator is passive. Why would it need 400 hertz to work? Something's not right there.
unless the power supply is needed for the Hewlett-Packard and the rest of these buses. Maybe the label that we've read is not the rear of the device, but it's on the Hewlett-Packard part by itself. But I could check that this Hewlett-Packard could cost $60, $70 without a probe. Now if I buy whole unit and I need to change the power supply only, I can take it from the other one.
Yeah, well, like I said, maybe maybybe this device has a power supply that works at 400 cycles input and switches to 60 cycles to power the HP. That's a possibility, and the rest of the attenuator is passive. That could be.
It could be. Okay, John, it's getting late. I don't know what time it is now. Let me say, oh boy, it's 2 o'clock, almost. Let me say good night and talk to you tomorrow and to X-ray.
Okay, Wes, no problem. Talk to you down the log, KC2WGB. We'll be listening.
John, thank you very much. I always see you giving me so much of your time and to X-ray.
It's always a pleasure and interesting. Good night. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy this morning, I should say. Talk to you down the log. Bye-bye. KC2WGB. Thank you.